this has been one of the best podcasts. One of the best. This has been one of the best computer radio shows
we've ever done.
We've ever done, or has ever been done. A show of special magnanimity. This morning I picked you up at the coffee shop and you had your notebook out and you were jotting things down. What are you jotting down in there?
Those are things that I need to remember to do.
Oh.
Yeah, whether it's like...
You collect to-dos.
Yeah, thoughts like, oh yeah, I got to take care of that. Whether that's connect with a person, take care of something at work, something at home. Yeah, so I guess I'm collecting those thoughts because I don't want to forget.
Something I've noticed about people that are open to trying new things, or people that are curious and enjoy learning, is that they're collectors of insights or stories, facts, ideas, anecdotes, maybe a statistic or two, strange words that they may have seen in a fantasy novel. When you learn of a new insight, a special anecdote, something that you don't want to forget, are you jotting it down in a notebook?
Yes.
So it's safe to say that you collect things in your notebook.
That's probably, yeah.
You're collecting words, you're collecting to-dos,
funny phrases. Something that somebody says, yeah.
Yeah.
I've got my notebook here. I could probably pull a few out of there if you want.
Well, I collect things in notebooks, but I also collect things on note cards.
Oh.
Something I've been trying the last few years. So this is nice. Today, I thought we could have a conversation inspired by the things we've collected this week.
Ooh. Okay. I'm getting my notebook out.
I'll read off of my note cards, and you read off of your trusty pocket notebook. Okay?
All right.
He's 80% sure his blood type is B negative. Here's Michael J. Hart IV.
Here's one. If you don't know you can, that's danger. Our friend Jimmy said that.
If you don't know you can do something?
Yeah. Essentially, you make a commitment to bring something to life, to make a thing, to create something, but you don't know if you actually have what it takes to do it, whether that's the skill, the thing, the whatever. That's dangerous. If you don't know you can, that's danger.
See, I think this is interesting. Part of what we wanted to accomplish with this podcast is just to maybe showcase what people that run a differentiated business think about and talk about and write in their little notebooks.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's something that you thought was noteworthy.
Yeah.
And don't you have all sorts of examples from people that we've worked with that have started businesses that have done that, where they've committed to something even though they weren't positive that they could do it?
Yep.
I have a handful of examples right off the top of my head. I mean, I know of a guy who committed to doing a retaining wall. He didn't build retaining walls. He had never done that before, but somebody asked if he could, and he said yes, and then he figured it out. I don't know if that's a great way to practice business. How about this? I have a word written down on one of my note cards. Reciprocate. I want you to think about that.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote it down and I underlined it in a wavy line. Reciprocate. That's what I wrote down.
Reciprocity is an important thing.
Why so, Michael J. Hart IV?
Well, here's an interesting fact related to that. You asked about like little facts that you file away.
Yeah.
I remember being in Washington, D.C. Yes. I was in Washington, D.C. getting a tour of all the major monuments. And did you know that for every monument, there is another monument that reciprocates that monument? So everyone, there's reciprocity between, there's always at least two monuments. So if you're at, for example, if you're at the Washington Memorial, you can look down across the reflecting pond to the Lincoln Memorial. So there's always at least two that, like, reciprocate each other.
How come?
They did it on purpose.
Yeah, I know. How come they did it on purpose? Michael J. Hart IV?
I think they were talking about it adds to the magnanimity.
Well, that's some word.
Magnanimous.
Magnanimity is what you said, and yeah, I like that one better. I'm writing that on my little note card.
So.
Magnanimity. Can you use that in a sentence?
I think I said it wrong.
How about the country of origin for magnanimity?
But I think reciprocity or being, you know, reciprocating, like if someone is like in conversation,
yes.
In a conversation,
yes,
you're being empathetic, you're listening, and then you're reciprocating. You're like matching the energy, you're passing it back and forth. So I think like in relationships, I mean, it's good to be reciprocal.
Yeah, and that was kind of the nature of what I was reading. Reciprocity.
Yeah,
it was something I wrote down. Just a single word. Now, Michael J. Hart IV, what's something else that you have collected in your notebook of curiosities?
This was related to a documentary that I watched on Netflix related to service dogs, the training of service dogs.
He's been reading the Han Solo trilogy.
I'm done now. I finished
that. For the last two decades, Michael J. Hart IV, what have you written down?
So, canines, dogs.
Yes.
99.9% of their DNA, any dog, is still wolf.
Yeah.
And so what they talked about is that within the domesticated dog, it has not been survival of the fittest. It has been survival of the friendliest. And I liked that. And that is why, like pet dogs, certain breeds have become so popular because it's survival of the friendliest. Because, again, all dogs are 99.9% wolf predators.
Something I wrote down on a note card, I wrote down. Then he was in the woods. Not alone, but solitary. Faulkner. To be alone is much different than to be solitary. In the woods. If you are solitary in the woods, you're choosing to be there.
And that's okay.
And it's a positive thing. You are reflecting. You're in a creative mindset. You're observing the world around you. You're tapping into the greater mysteries of the world. While loneliness is linked to poor health, solitude is linked to improved mental health, centered and grounded. Presents the gift of reflection, contemplation, and creativity. Just important things that we've written down in our notebooks. He once made up the word magnanimity. Michael J. Hart IV.
That's pretty good. Purple ribbon. That's a triumph of talent right there.
A couple more from the note cards. A couple more. I think people are getting into this. I think they're just starting to really get into it.
I have a question that I wrote down.
Let's have it, and I'll answer it.
Could I become a BCBA?
Yes.
Okay.
Is that a joke? Of course. Anything you set your mind to. If you want to be a BCBA, what is that?
A board-certified behavior analyst.
Gee whiz.
Yeah.
Yes.
Just understanding how and why people behave the way they do.
Let's do it. Let's do it on this show. Let's find out the qualifications of a BCBA.
Board certified behavior analyst.
That is
that
a position
a
of some magnanimity.
All right. We got one
I
more
love
each.
It.
One more each.
Well, I've got a doozy because mine's a three-parter. Are you ready for this? Ooh. Now I've got a decision to make because I have two really good ones that I've written down on my note cards. And mind you, these are just things we've collected over the past week.
Well, since Monday, honestly. Yeah. Okay, I got a good one, but you go first.
To be patient is to calmly endure. Mm-hmm. I really love that one.
I got one to just back that up. Patience is a practice.
Yes.
That's related to the one you shared, but I wrote that down. But this is the one that I wanted to share. This is my last one.
Oh, good.
It's in the sharing that we grow.
I want to think about that one, because I'm not so sure on that one. I'm thinking about it, though. It's in the sharing that we grow.
And here's
why. Because we share with each other. We share knowledge. Like we share inspiration. We share stories.
If we're being curious and we're learning about things, but it's like me landing a really interesting vocab word like magnanimity. And then I share that.
And together we grow.